Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Do Go On. My name is Dave Warnicky and I am here with Jess Perkins and Matt Stewart. Guys, how it be?
It'd be grand.
Oh, it's pretty. Nah, it's good.
Strong start from.
Hey,
Matt.
Look.
Straight out there.
Always.
Look,
Well,
I've got your attention, Dave. I just wanted to let you know that.
He asked you how you are.
I feel really good, and okay. I hope you're having a lovely day.
Well, I am
hanging out with my favourite lads. Of course, I'm having a good day.
Thank you.
Lads, not out with the lads. Not out.
Lads out for the boys. Lads out for the boys. Everybody now. Lads out for the boys. Lads out for the boys.
You made a real mess there.
I tried to clap and I made my headphones go flying. Sorry, everybody.
I tried to clap. Matt, listener. It's not just about us. It's also about you're the host. You're the fourth host out there. You are the guest hosts.
What are you talking about?
I just wanted to say, I was going to jump straight into it, but I had to realize that maybe you haven't heard this before. Maybe the first time you've heard my dulcet tones explain to you that this is a show where we do a report on a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of us does a report and the other two have no idea what the other person's going
to
talk
about.
And
they get to sit back and chill.
Sit back, chuck into autopilot.
And learn.
That's a live, laugh, learn.
Learn, lament.
That's what we're about.
Lament.
And linguine.
Oh, yum.
Yes, please.
Yes, pleasey, you should have said. Dumb fuck.
I regret my whole life.
We regret your whole life too.
Do over.
We regret you existing. Oh.
When you say we, are you talking about?
The world.
The world, yeah, thought so. Just wanted to make sure you were getting us all in there.
Well, now I've been told that, I'm less enthused to do the show, but I'll soldier on.
We are the world. We think Dave should kill himself.
We are the world. We all say fuck off, Dave.
Oh, how have you turned on me? Why am I the bad guy?
I don't know. It's always someone's turn. To be honest, it's usually you.
Yeah. Your turn to step up. Well, I mean, for starters, you're a Nazi sympathizer.
Oh, no.
No.
I despise how that is an ongoing joke put in
Oh, so it's a joke because it's true? Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dig in a hole.
I've got to think about this one. Hang on. Give me 5 minutes. I'll come back with my answer.
Yeah, like a true Nazi.
We'll just proceed with the show. Let us know when you're ready.
Okay, I'll let you know.
do a report.
It is my turn. Did you tell everyone what that means?
I'm glad that you're listening. Yes, I did.
Great. I thought you did. I heard you say something about them being the fourth hosts, and I'm like, I'm not going to listen to this. This mumbo jumbo. What's he talking about?
Okay, so is that permission for us to not listen to your mumbo jumbo?
Oh, no. God, for God's sake, please. I need you.
Justify the last 6 hours of my life researching this crap.
Yeah, I've spent more time on this one than I have in a while, and I'm still not super happy with it. But
you're about to make someone's
good
day.
Good story.
Because you're about to read out someone who has suggested this topic. You always go into the hat.
Plucked out of that. I love the hat. I live with the hat. I love with the hat.
Ooh. Oh, God. We have to go with that hat. Can you not love with the hat?
Can you love with a different hat?
Yeah, come on. Put on a different hat.
When you guys dip your hand into my hat.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Creepy. Anyway.
So we normally start with a question. I ask a question, usually related to the topic. Uh-huh. In this case, it is. This one's very specific. I'm actually going to give away the topic.
Cool.
But I'm just curious if you've heard of it. So the question is, the name of the topic, as suggested by great listener Ian Astolosh, at Ian Astolosh 23 on Twitter.
Thank you, Ian.
It feels like I might be mispronouncing that, but geez, it's a great name. Either way.
It's actually Ian. Ian Astolosh. Sorry, Ian.
Look how proud he looks.
Happy with that one, Ian?
No, it's good. I enjoyed that. So I'm going to give you the topic as he gave it to me and see if you can tell.
Is there a question in each topic?
My question is.
Here's a question. The topic is Moscow 1984.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like that. So the topic is the shocking rivalry of Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse. My question to you is, what was the rivalry about?
Just.
Do you guys know? Are you at all familiar? Dave looks like he might be.
But well, was it peen size? Question from Jess.
Peen.
Who had a bigger peen?
I mean,
or a smaller peen? Maybe back in that era, it was all about the small.
Great on point. Some level, yes. Sure. I mean,
it was a pissing contest.
It is. It's all bloody pissing in the wind.
It's all bloody.
Get your dicks
out. No, I've invented more, and my dick's bigger.
Is it about who's invented more, or is it about
something specific?
The light bulb, because that's the one that Edison's always.
It's sort of related. Yeah, it's kind of related. It comes off the back of that.
And is Westinghouse, is that the brand Westinghouse
it
is named
is,
after?
It is, yeah.
Very cool.
What's Edison got named after him? Fuck all.
He does start a company in this story, and he calls it Edison Electric Company.
Cop that, Jess.
Okay, I was asking a question.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to learn.
Was the light bulbs on the right track?
It was, yeah. So this battle has a more common name, and that name is the War of Currents.
The War of Currents?
Yeah.
Black
AKA
currents.
The Battle of Currents, AKA the Battle of the Currents, AKA the War of the Currents. I mean, they're all
currents
really just...
battle.
Yeah. AKA Battling with the Currents and the Boys. Here we go.
Cool. Okay.
That one I just.
I like a bit of rivalry.
Me too. Do you guys have a. Have you ever had a rival?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who's your rival?
She knows what she did. No, I don't think I have, actually.
I'm going to make it.
Have you met me? I'm bloody delightful.
Are you?
Nah.
Nah. Matt, ever had a rival?
Not that I'm familiar with.
How could you rival Matt, you know?
Yeah.
It's like
I'm running my own race.
Well. If you guys have never had a rival, I'll step up and say that I have.
You have had a rival. Tell us about your rival.
The year was 2002.
You were 12 years old.
12 years old. Thank you, Jess, my official biographer. I was in grade 6, the final year of the primary school that I was attending, where I was school captain.
Oh.
Very good at times tables.
Interesting.
A times tables competition.
Oh, yeah? What's 9 times 19?
I'm a specific 1 to 12.
All right, what's...
171.
You see how he stalled there?
Yeah.
Very transparent.
1 to 12, though, and...
1 times 12.
171.
God, he is good.
I assume he's good.
I assume he's good. Please, don't fact check. Don't fact check.
I'm terrible at them, so I'm just going to go with you.
Well, there was a competition in my classroom, and I was dominating.
Of course you were.
I was winning gold star after gold star.
Of course you were.
Can you believe this?
You're the champ. The and champ then is here.
One of my close friends decided that he too
was going to step up.
Would memorize times tables. He stuck the times table to the back door of his toilet. Every time he went, he would memorize.
He pooped a lot.
He pooped a lot. He was a big guy, okay? He was a growing young man.
He ate a lot of Mexican.
Yeah, all right.
So this guy...
All right.
Why are you defending him now?
No, he's my rival.
How dare this guy try and learn times tables?
And then one day, he challenged me and won. But I came back and I beat him a few more times, and suddenly there was a rivalry between him and I who was going to be the best at times tables. And then primary school finished, we went to high school and never saw him again, but I can only assume that he's still on that toilet counting 1 12 is 12, 2 12 is 24, 3 12 is 36, etc, etc. The poo goes on. Poo go on.
The poo goes on.
And that boy's name? Thomas Edison. I don't think I broke. I didn't break Jess last week, so I'm pretty happy that I've broken her again.
She look. We just might need a minute here. Jess does look like she might.
Someone did tweet in. Need a moment. Someone tweeted in the words "Never edit Jess's love."
First mistake, because that minute was edited. I cut it down. Anyway,
isn't that incredible? That, like, in the studio that day, that did feel like...
Hours. Days.
I had a nap.
How have...
Yeah, you actually...
How have none of us ever come up with Poo Go On yet?
Poo Go...
What episodes? 42 episodes?
I don't like poo humour.
Puma.
I don't like
poo. Fuck, you're on fire.
She's so fast.
You don't like poo humour?
Puma.
I don't like poo humour, no.
You don't like Puma?
Call it Puma.
I don't like Puma.
Thank you. Poo go on. Fuck it. I think poo is so funny.
The poo goes on.
Not at all relevant to this story.
Okay. There's no poo.
No poo.
Oh, sorry. Well, that was my rivalry. I want to hear about the second greatest rivalry in history.
The War of Currents.
It sounds so trivial now compared to the Times Table War of 2002.
So the war began with two types of lighting systems. There was arc lighting, which ran on alternating current mainly, and incandescent lighting, which ran on direct current. So it was AC versus DC.
Oh, my God.
The arc lamp was the first of the two to be used widely, and they'd been around for much of the 1800s, but it wasn't until the late 1870s that they were being installed in cities on a larger scale. They needed high voltage power.
High voltage rock and roll?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, often required AC power.
AC-DC power.
So is AC a bit more powerful?
AC is able to, able to be sent over a much longer distance. But it is bigger. I'm sciencey. Cool.
Right, so... But
Dave, don't ask questions.
But DC, I assume, has advantages if people are advocating for that. Yeah. Okay.
The disadvantage of arc lighting was it needed a lot more maintenance.
Oh, see. Downfall.
It made buzzing sounds.
Oh, no.
It also started fires every day.
It also and kept was calling a fire my mum a bitch.
Fuck you, AC.
And it was a fire hazard.
Oh, was that genuinely a thing?
You're true. You're right.
Look, that was a bit of a joke that became too real. I'm sorry to all the people that burnt.
It was
poo go on.
Poo go on.
It was only...
That's going to save everything today.
No, please. Please. Come on, mate. You're better than that.
Better than Puma? I don't think so.
It was only really suitable for outdoor lighting and was dangerous to work with.
I love a bit of outdoor
due
lighting.
Due to the high voltage required.
Great. So you said all the advantages and I was like, why would anyone not use that? And now you've said that, I'm thinking, why would anyone use that? It sounds awful.
In 1878, inventor Thomas Edison saw a market for a system that could bring electric lighting into the customer's home or business, something that arc lighting systems were unable to do. So Edison set up his Edison Illuminating Company by 1882 and based his system on a relatively low 110-volt direct current system, DC.
So Edison's DC.
Edison's a DC man. His DC systems would be sold to cities throughout the US, and it quickly became the standard, with Edison controlling all the tech development and holding all of the key patents. So he was making a lot of money
He's making it rain.
Yeah, he was making it rain. Cash.
And light.
And light, yeah.
And lightning. He's the god of thunder. God.
I am Thor.
The system
I mean Thomas, sorry.
I always say that wrong.
The system worked well. It powered the incandescent lamps, which were the main load at the time, which is also something he had invented. It's what he's most famous for, probably, is inventing those lights, the light bulbs. And his system gave consistent and efficient performance. His system was able to also incorporate a battery. So yep. When there were problems with the generator, you wouldn't lose power, so it'd be nice and consistent. Which AC had issues with that.
Okay, so DC is wiping the floor, in my opinion, so far. But is there a doubt? Is there a but?
Edison also invented a usage meter that meant consumers were only billed for the power they used, which is a cool new thing as well. The main downside of Edison's DC system...
Oh, no.
Was that it kept calling your mum a bitch.
No, fucking DC!
But it said it with a very, you know, polite tone.
Terribly sorry to interrupt. Just wanted to, you know, that your mother's being a little bit bitchy anyway. Chin chin toodaloo.
Yeah, it's close.
That's actually a direct quote.
On top of that, it also had a really short transmission range, which meant that the generating plants had to be situated in population centres and were only able to supply power to the houses and businesses less than a mile from the plant.
That's a lot of plants.
Yeah. So, and they were more expensive to make it and install.
Oh, now I don't know what to think.
Needed thicker copper.
I don't know how to feel.
Realizing that one of the biggest limitations of DC power was that it was hard to send across large distances without losing a lot of energy, Edison tasked a young Serbian employee with the job of solving this issue. That young Serb was none other than legendary mathematician and engineer Nikola
Tesla.
That's it. The story goes that Edison told Tesla that if he could do it, he would pay him 50 grand.
What?
If he could solve his problem.
That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of...
50 grand in the 1890s.
Late 1800s, yeah. That's
1880s. So much money.
50 grand, or is that being adjusted?
No, that was what he said at the time.
What?
That's like telling someone, if you can solve my problem, I will give you 1 million billion trillion zillion dollars.
Yeah.
I'll take that bet.
Yeah, I'll give it a crack.
Tesla accepted the challenge and was able to come up with ways to improve the service and economy of the system. But when he went to Edison for the money, supposedly Edison refused, replying, Tesla, you don't understand our American humor.
What a
Are you serious?
Bag.
Apparently. I mean, there is some doubt about this story, because apparently Edison was a super tight ass, and it was pretty unlikely that he would have promised such a large sum of cash. But Tesla maintained. To this day.
He's still talking about it.
170 or something, yeah. Yeah, so Tesla told Edison that the future of electric distribution was in AC power, as it allowed energy to be sent over much longer distances.
Oh, that's a slap to the face.
And Edison dismissed Tesla's ideas as utterly impractical.
Hey, mate. Making electricity go further is dumb. I want a power plant on every corner in New York City by the end of this year. Huh? That's what I want.
Make it happen. 50 grand. Happen. Okay?
In every room in your house.
I'll give everyone 50 grand. You don't get my humor.
I don't think you get humor.
People
Edison.
Keep asking him to pay his bill at the restaurant. When I order that pizza and ate it. You don't get my humor.
It's
American humor.
I'm American.
Yeah. You're in America.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're all American.
Yeah, you don't get it.
You don't get it. Maybe you get the humor. You don't know you don't me. Your mum's a bitch. Oh, no.
Well, no, not again.
Due to Edison not listening to him or paying him what he believed he was owed, Tesla quit and went to start his own company, the Tesla Electric Light and Manufacturing Company, with the help of some investors he found down on the street.
Huh. Hello. Would you like to invest in this business?
I'll give you 50 grand.
You don't get
it. Oh, I'm not supposed to laugh right away.
People are going, hey, I'll invest 50 grand. And Tess is like, oh, I get it now.
All right, American mate. All right, humor, mate. If you didn't want to invest, just say no, thank you. No,
I'll write you a check right now.
Yeah, all right, mate.
It is very good.
You're being kind of a dick now. Okay, it's offensive.
Here, take this suitcase full of money.
All right, mate.
Okay, mate.
I'm actually trying to start a business here. Okay, you know, that, I've had enough. Good day, sir. No, I'm really trying. I said good day.
Not long after, Tesla was forced out of his own company by the money men, the investors, leaving him broke, and he even lost control of the patents he'd created to the company. They were signed over to the company, and then he was sort of forced out of the company. That's a fucking sad story.
That is.
Not long after this, Tesla met a couple of dudes, Alfred S. Brown. Everyone had a middle initial back then, apart from everyone else I've mentioned so far.
I'd be Jess R. Perkins. Jess A. Perkins.
Dave J. Warnicky? Matt J. Stewart.
Matt J.
Matthew J., I think.
I'd have to be Jessica A. Ugh.
I couldn't be Dave. I'd have to David be David J. J. Yeah. David
David J. Yeah, I don't think Jessica you can shorten part and extend another part.
Yeah. What are you doing? What do you think? You think I've made a 50 grand?
Well, you didn't
good
get
day, sir. Human.
Good day. You don't get it.
The Tesla met Alfred S. Brown and Charles F. Peck soon after.
F. Peck.
These men were experienced in starting up companies and turning inventions and patents into sweet cash. They were impressed by Tesla's previous patents and ideas, and they agreed to become his new financial backers.
And best friends.
And yeah, they became besties.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, that was the subtext. I was reading between the lines, but those guys... Yeah.
Oh, they went out every night.
Yeah, they... Aww.
They played pool.
Yeah, they just, you know...
Did they, like...
Shot the breeze.
Did their families all know each other as well, and they went on, like, family holidays, all of them?
They actually... The three families bought houses in a row in a country town in Outback, Ohio.
Get out.
Where some of our listeners from, Ohio. Outback.
Uh-huh.
It's a place in America.
Outback.
And they decided to, in their backyards, they took down parts of the fence and put gates so their kids could run in between the three backyards.
Get out.
I guess
that's why not just take all the fences down and have one big backyard, I reckon.
Yeah, and suddenly it's a commune. They're a cult.
No, you're right, then they're a cult. Yeah, okay, there's a fine line.
Gates. You want some boundaries.
The difference between friendship and a cult is a gate.
You're absolutely right. Hey, Matt.
I live by those words.
Yeah.
Please poo go on.
I will not poo go on.
Puma. Hashtag poo go on.
Hashtag Puma.
Tag Matt in your poo go on tweets. He wants it.
He loves it.
Don't want it.
Poo go on.
Oh, well, I'm definitely asking for it, aren't I? I'm going to edit it all out. All your poos.
If it was up to me, the whole episode would just be me and Jess going, poo go on, Puma, Puma, poo go on, poo go on.
So with the new financial backers, the three of them formed the Tesla Electric Company in 1887.
Interesting that Tesla still gets to be the name.
So now there's two Tesla electric companies.
It's a bit strange, right?
Okay.
With a deal that meant the cash generated from patents would be divided three ways. One third to Tesla, one third to Peck and Brown, and the final third to be funded to go back into development.
Oh, so they share.
So Peck and Brown get a sixth.
But he's doing all the work. He's coming up with the ideas.
They're just financial backers.
Yeah, they're just kind of, like, I think that's a good deal for them.
And best friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they, you know, their kids are good.
I mean, if you are best friends and one of them's getting paid twice what you are, that creates tension and friendship.
Doing twice the work?
Well.
Like, Dave, you do more work than Matt and I.
And I do get two-thirds of the cash that we make.
Which is nothing.
Exactly. So two-thirds of nothing is...
Still better than one third of nothing.
Times tables are good.
That's right. I'm coming for you.
Two
Nick.
Thirds times zero.
171.
God, he's so good, quick.
So good. They set up a lab in Manhattan. Tesla worked there developing new types of electric motors, generators, and other devices. Later in the year, Tesla developed an induction motor that ran on AC power, which is what he was sort of trying to get Edison onto. This innovative electric motor was patented the following year, and then in 1888, it was arranged for Tesla to demonstrate his alternating current system, his AC system, at the American Institute of Electrical Engineers.
Now that sounds like a party weekend, all right?
Man.
Like you think of any music festival that you want to go to, this week. That convention is going to be
party off the
central. All right.
Can you imagine how bright the lights would be?
Probably very.
Probably pretty good.
So many babes there.
Oh. So many the electricity babes.
Hot babes.
You guys have got to see some photos of George Westinghouse. That guy, some of the finest facial hair you'll see.
Oh, but we haven't met him yet, have we?
No. Great. A couple of years earlier, in 1884, engineer and entrepreneur George Westinghouse.
Here he is.
Enter the beast.
He is a beast. Entered the electric lighting business when he started to develop his own DC system. Same as Edison.
Ah, so Westinghouse.
But after reading about great developments to AC power in Europe, he turned his attention to make his own alternating current system.
Oh,
so he's a side changer. You can't trust this guy.
Oh.
I've just drawn a little graph, but he's gone from DC to AC.
Switcheroo. New developments in AC power meant that it could be stepped up to reach long distances. You know, the power could be ramped, the voltage could be ramped up.
Mm.
But now it could also be stepped down at the other end. So, you know, when it came to needed to come into the home, it could be stepped down to a useful level.
Oh, like a dimmer switch.
Yeah, it's basically a big old dimmer switch. Yeah,
just turn down the electricity, will you?
Down lights with dimmers.
Ooh. Yeah. So they'd have a guide outside every house.
Yeah, that's the difference. It's either have a power plant on every corner or a man at every house.
Or a dimmer.
With a switch.
With this, the Westinghouse Electric Company was formed in 1886. Before the end of the year, Westinghouse, with the help of his right-hand man, William Stanley Jr. and Oliver B. Schallenberger.
Oliver B. A babe.
They'd built the first commercial AC power system in the US. That's the United States.
Oh.
So, yeah. So is this before Tesla?
So that I sort of just backtracked a little bit then. So we're back now. Tesla's demonstrating his alternating current system.
At the Babe Convention.
Including induction motor at the Babe Convention with the engineers.
And the babes. Some of which were engineers.
Some engineers from the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company were there at that demonstration. They reported back to their boss.
Westinghouse.
George Westinghouse. Very good, Dave. And that...
I love that they name companies after themselves. It's very easy to remember.
Yeah, it does make it...
Edison. Who? Edison. What was that? Was he in charge of the Tesla company?
No!
No! He had the Edison company. Great.
Got it.
They reported back to Westinghouse that Tesla had a viable AC motor and related power system. And that was something that Westinghouse was keen to get onto because he's obviously trying to just improve his technology all the time.
Keen for AC.
He was keen.
Keen for more efficient use of AC power.
Yeah, that's right. That's the official hashtag of the week. As well as poo go on. Matt, speaking of which, can you please poo go on?
It's so good.
I love it. Poo.
Brown and Peck.
Oh, because brown is the colour of poo.
Tesla's business partners, Brown and Peck, negotiated a licensing deal with George Westinghouse for Tesla's induction motor and transformer designs. And you got paid quite a pretty penny for that.
He finally got paid.
He got paid. Oh. But Westinghouse also hired Tesla for a year for the fee of $2,000 a month to be a consultant.
What?
Which was around...
The thing about when I said $2,000 a month, just bloody having a joke with you.
Which today is about $50,000 a month in today's money. So just like super sweet cash.
I wouldn't even know what to do with that much money.
I would.
What would you do?
Probably
poo.
I'd poo and then go to some sort of babe convention. Lunch is on me, ladies. Seriously, treat yourself. I'll be in the corner. I'm not hitting on you. You can eat that sushi. It's good stuff. Healthy. And also good to eat on the go.
You are so hyper.
See, when I get rich, I start caring about people. Now, at the moment, I couldn't give a fuck. But if I was rich, I'd be a better person is what I'm trying to say.
We should make Dave rich.
We should make Dave rich.
I'd be a much better,
be a better place.
If everyone donated money to me, I'd be a better person. You can buy my personal growth, $1 at a time.
How much?
Yeah, how much would you need for a noticeable...
$50,000 a month.
Okay.
Tesla hit the right figure.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of money.
600 grand a year. Before tax, I'm going to pay my way.
Oh, he's a hero.
Yeah, I don't know if I can quite.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think
maybe we'll set up a Patreon for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for Dave.
For me.
Yeah, when I said for you, that's what I meant, you fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I just wanted to get specifically on tape that when we set up a Patreon, it will all go to me.
Yeah.
Great.
Making
great.
Dave a better person, the Patreon.
I'm just imagining, I can't wait.
He can be the Patreon saint of
Pugawon. I'm the Patreon saint of Pugawon. Sushi for all! That's my motto.
But also, good for the girl.
Yeah. Good for all.
Ooh, the lady has things to do. Ooh,
don't worry about this.
People to see.
Put it in your handbag. But not for more than an hour, because you'll get sick.
Make sure you keep it in that little container so it doesn't, you don't get rice in your nice little handbag.
Right. Make sure you
toots.
Pick up a couple of those little fishes full of soy sauce. They're pretty cute.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Westinghouse had forked out money for other patents and even taken some other competing companies out, like bought them out, such as Consolidating Electric Light, Waterhouse Electric Light Company, and the United States Illuminating Company, in order to control all the major incandescent lamp patents not controlled by Edison.
See, their problem was that they didn't name their companies after themselves.
Yeah.
If they called it like the Warnke Light Company, that'd still be going.
Yeah, they were very broad. But anyway, so he's bought them all out.
Anyone he can.
Anyone, so he's just, like, he can't get Edison's gear, so he's trying to just get everyone else's.
It's kind of like he's playing Monopoly and buying all of the utilities.
Yeah, that is kind of.
He's buying everything. Right. Well, you've got Parkland and Mayfair. Well, I've got everything else.
Yeah. So whoop-de-freaking-do, Edison.
Mm-hmm. See you in jail.
Do not pass go.
All right, you did. All right, we'll have to pay you for that one. But next time,
don't. Next time, don't.
Don't. Go directly to jail.
The acquisition of Tesla's AC motor gave Westinghouse a key patent in the building of a completely integrated AC system. But the financial strain of buying up patents and hiring the engineers needed to build it meant that development of Tesla's motor had to be put on hold for a while.
Oh, so he ran out of cash.
Yeah, he was running out of cash. He had to focus on other things, more pressing issues, unfortunately. While Tesla's ideas were put on the back burner, Westinghouse had so much ambition, and it was clear that he was making inroads, that he had Edison's attention. Edison immediately recognized this threat to his business.
He immediately recognized that Tesla was...
That Westinghouse was moving in around him.
So he was like, hang on, he's buying everything. I think he might be a threat.
Yeah, that's good.
I sense him.
I sense that Thomas Edison was a smart man.
I'm imagining Edison like standing by his window, but there's also a fireplace. So he's like standing on a mantelpiece. He's leaning on a mantelpiece looking out a window and it's dark and he's holding a glass of brandy and he's talking to his cat. And he's like,
yes. I will have him.
He grows stronger every day.
But Westinghouse does not know that Edison also grows stronger every day.
And is studying karate.
Karate.
The final showdown will be soon. Please tell me they have a fight at the end.
Do they have a fight? Does Edison know karate?
You pronounce that really weird. I don't know if you...
Karate.
Oh. No, it's taekwondo.
Oh, my apologies.
Westinghouse Electric...
Karate.
Westinghouse Electric had begun installing its own AC generators around the country. Westinghouse focused on installing his systems in less populated areas, which is places that Edison couldn't go because it just didn't work. It didn't make sense. The economy of scale didn't make sense.
To have the power plant on every mile.
Yeah, in those small places, it just wouldn't pay for itself. Not in the areas that weren't populated enough. Whereas Westinghouse could have one system like...
to do the whole town.
Doing a huge area where people are more spread out. Strategically, Westinghouse was also selling power at a loss in some of the bigger cities to try and cut into Edison's existing markets.
Oh.
He was quickly making headway and Edison was becoming increasingly concerned. His sales team was becoming demoralized as they couldn't dream of selling systems to the more remote areas that Westinghouse could. And on top of that, they were losing ground in the bigger cities.
Because he's selling out a loss.
That had been their stronghold. Yeah, exactly. Pretty quickly, Westinghouse had already built up nearly 70 power stations across the country compared to the more established Edison's 120.
Oh.
So he was catching up to him quite fast. So by this, they'd say the Battle of the Currents was well underway.
I get it now.
Thomas Edison's DC versus George Westinghouse's AC. The battle to become America's electricity system.
Let's get ready to rumble.
As I read this story, I read it on a few different sources, but the first time I read through it, I genuinely didn't know who was going to come out on top of the end. Do you know, don't say, just in case listeners don't, but would you know who won, AC or DC?
I want to say AC, DC.
But you don't.
I'm trying to read your face and you're not really reacting much.
No, I'm not really asking for you to answer. I'm just wondering if you know.
I don't know.
Do you know, Dave?
I don't know.
Yeah, I genuinely didn't know, which is probably pretty silly. Science is certainly not a strong suit. I'm only doing this because bloody Ian, our mate Ian, wanted me to, you know?
Can't let Iron down.
Sorry, Iron. Both Westinghouse and Edison knew that in the long run, there was only room for one of their systems.
There can be only one.
It's not big enough for the two of us.
And so they worked very hard to make their own come out on top while simultaneously undermining the other. Obviously, we've sort of heard about how Westinghouse is doing his best.
I'm just imagining, is it as boring for the people now as you know how then as electricity is now? You know how power companies, they make commercials that are like, we make power because we love energy and all this stuff. And you're like, I don't give a fuck. Just give it to me cheap and make sure the lights stay on.
Yeah.
Like, they always have this wanky backstory, like, we started as a small business in Melbourne, and now we've come across...
I don't remember seeing any of those ads.
Those energy ads?
The world is made of energy.
They always have those ads, and it's
like
a really
wanky... running through fields.
And there's, like, light, like, come, and they're holding it in their hands. Yeah. Like,
and they're like, and we take it from renewable sources, and it's all very good. Dave's like, I don't give a fuck where it's from. Give me dirty coal. I just want my hot electric shower.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Matt?
I'm just saying. I was just putting Dave's dance into words. He was doing a dance.
It was weird that he was dancing. But it was an interpretive dance.
I didn't
and you
know
obviously
there was a dance move
well.
For
yeah, you interpreted me quite well.
Electric shower.
Electric blue. Poo, go on.
Becoming increasingly fearful of Westinghouse's push for power, Edison had a brainwave. This is kind of, hopefully this is where it gets interesting. Because to me, his... I really enjoy how he goes about trying to undermine Westinghouse.
Oh,
hopefully you will too.
Bit of a sneak, is he?
He had a brainwave, right? While Westinghouse's systems may have had the ability to reach further, the fact that they had to have more voltage passing through their wires, in his mind, must have meant that the systems were more dangerous, right? More voltage, more danger.
Right.
And this is a quote, apparently, of somebody he said, just as certain as death, Edison predicted, Westinghouse will kill a customer within 6 months after he puts in a system of any size.
Ooh, bully.
So he's playing
I mean,
probably going to kill people
hey,
card.
Sure.
Yeah, okay,
sure,
yeah.
Hey. I'm not, I mean, it's your decision. If you want to go with Westinghouse, that's fine. That's totally fine. I'm a cool dude. I don't mind what you do. Well, I mean, he's going to kill someone, but, you know, that's, what's that? You hadn't heard. Oh, well, I mean, he's totally going to kill probably everyone.
What's that? You're someone. Oh.
Oh, you know other people?
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Do you have a good black outfit for funerals? Because you're going to be going to a lot.
Do you have life insurance, Dave?
Anyway, I'll just leave my card here. Bye.
Bye.
DC Power, out. I bet it's always on. It's always on.
Never out.
A little while earlier than this, Edison had received a letter from a man named Alfred P. Southwick, another middle initial, who was wanting to develop a more humane method of execution than hanging. Hanging was, you know, the way to do it back then. If you wanted to get rid of a crim, hanged them, I think. I don't know. Get a bloody noose around their neck and just, you know, drop them down that whole thing and bang a bang. Nice and easy. Here we go. Off your pop. Crack, crack. There's the neck. Crack, crack. Anyway, Alfred P. Southwick wanted to develop a more humane way than this. And he was struck with
How about don't execute people? Just an idea. I just think there's got to be a nicer way to kill people.
It's interesting, isn't it? I think
that's kind of fucked.
I think it might be more... There's a business opportunity here.
Yeah, don't paint yourself as the hero. Like, oh, it's just not really fair to kill them.
Yeah,
it's not fair to kill them that way.
Yeah,
but it's fair to kill them
this way. They still die.
That I'll profit from
pretty much instantly. But there's got to be a more humane way to murder people.
Someone's got to profit. May as well be me. I'm the best bloke.
He was so Alfred. He was struck with the idea. So Alfred was struck with an idea after witnessing a drunk man accidentally killing himself by touching an electric generator.
What the fuck?
Is this thing on?
I mean, we've all had crazy Saturday nights, but that's...
But who's going to the power plant?
And also, who's witnessing that and then going, well, there's an idea.
And also,
everyone else is
going,
running for the ambulance.
Yeah, everyone's like traumatized.
Oh,
and he's
interesting.
Like, hang on a second.
No, he's witnessing that guy.
Light bulb goes off.
No, money. He's got dollar symbols in his eyes.
You know what? That looked a lot nicer than when I saw that guy be hanged last week. I think this is a much nicer way to go. Drunk at a bar.
I'm going to be rich.
So Southwick believed that electricity was the key to a quicker, less painful alternative to hanging.
I disagree.
And in his letter, he invited Edison to help on his quest.
His quest. He's an elf now.
A quest for death.
Edison was opposed to capital punishment. He thought it should not happen.
But?
And he wanted it.
Loves money.
If he had his preference, it would stop. And that would be, if he had his way, there'd be no capital punishment. So he initially declined the offer. But Southwick asked again a few times, and his persistence paid off.
This time he put the word quest in bold.
Underlined.
Oh, actually, quest.
And he got some, like, glitter paint.
Quest, I like that.
Edison's like, this guy's put a bit of effort in. I'll offer him 50 grand.
Classic me.
God, I'm funny.
So after some persistence from Southwick, it's probably Southwick, is it?
No, Southwick sounds good.
Southwick. I'm going to stick with Southwick because in America, they pronounce things
we
right.
We called a guy
there.
Puss in Boots for the entire episode last week.
Called a guy Jonesy and his name was actually Jones. James. Well, whoops.
I think you can call this guy Southwick. That's fine.
So after the persistence from Southwick, Edison saw an opportunity, right? Because he sees some opportunities sometimes, only when people are persistent. And he told Southwick that he thought electricity could play a role. I think you're maybe onto something here. Edison's sort of like a electricity expert. He's like, yeah, I think you're right. This could work. But he stressed that when it came to the kind of electrical system that could kill, he said, the most effective of these, he wrote, are known as alternating machines, manufactured principally in this country by Mr. George Westinghouse of Pittsburgh.
Hey,
so,
kill someone.
But if you want to kill with electricity, Mr. Westinghouse's stuff, you can't...
Oh,
the bet.
That's the creme de la creme. He's killing people every day.
Oh.
And that's just accidental.
I wish I could be as good as him, but he's just the best at killing people.
Honestly.
I've tried. I really have tried. But mine's just too safe.
Yeah.
Too
anyway, safe. I'll leave my card here and...
give us a call.
Edison.
So...
He chants his own name.
With this, Edison started to get... He was already like a bit of a celebrity before this whole war came up.
Was he on Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, and he was on Celebrity Inventor Big Brother.
He was on Shark Den.
Shark Tank?
Yes.
Dragon's Den. You've mixed up the...
Yeah.
Because I think one of them's... I think they're the same thing, but one's called Dragon's Den.
Oh, do you know what it is? Doesn't matter.
Definitely. So he's already a celeb. Is that because he's invented a lot of stuff?
Yeah, he was already a pretty famous inventor before that. Have you heard of... hang on, what is... He had his cool nickname. Because he was a young...
Tommy
Edda.
He was like a young Wonderkind sort of inventor guy, and he had this nickname, the Wizard of Menlo Park. That was where he set up all his the Wizard.
That's a lame nickname.
Ah, the Wiz.
The Wizard.
That's a dumb nickname. I'm jealous.
God, I wish I had that nickname.
God, it's the coolest nickname ever. I want to be called the Wiz.
Call me the Wiz of Menlo Park.
I'm gonna change my name to Wizard.
Wizard Perkins.
Wizard Gherkins.
They'll never know it's me.
Except I said it on a podcast. Poo, go on.
So yeah, he was already a kind of a celebrity and a bit of a big deal. He'd invented the phonograph, I think, and
recorded music was invented by him.
Yeah, he did a lot of cool things.
That's really amazing.
He's a pretty clever dude.
He's still like, I think he's still seen as a real hero in America. Like, he's a pretty big deal over there. Never really hear of Westinghouse. I know we've got washing machines around.
I didn't know there was a couple of refrigerators.
But yeah, apparently Westinghouse is admired as well. But from here, it just sounds like Edison is a bit of a weirdo. But anyway, I don't want to bad mouth him,
but he's awful. He's a bad, bad man. But you
make up your own mind. So he's got this idea now. Yeah, I can show that AC power is a killer.
By making them kill people.
Edison began to demonstrate the lethal power of AC electricity for journalists. As a part of this campaign, sort of like a bit of a scare campaign.
Can I get a volunteer from the audience?
At one point...
He killed them.
He does
animals, doesn't he?
At one point, he rigged a sheet of tin to AC power before leading a dog onto the tin. As soon as the dog touched the metal, it yelped and fell dead.
What the fuck?
See, journalists? See, I told you.
Huh? That was Westinghouse did that. Yeah. Westinghouse did
but
that.
But why is it... It's so strange, isn't it, that it's so much worse because it's a dog?
Yeah. If it was, say, a poor person.
Hey, there's 50 grand underneath that piece of metal. You just got to pick it up. See? Told you it was deadly.
Poor person. That'd be fine. But a dog?
Soon after the demonstration, Edison told a reporter that electricity will kill a man in a 10,000th part of a second, stressing that the current should come from an alternating machine.
Alternating. DC, that could never kill, but alternating current.
Hey, I've tried. I've tried to make DC kill and I just can't do it.
Makes my hair a bit frizzy at worst. That's it.
It's too safe. I'm sorry. It's too safe. I tried.
I'm sorry it's so safe.
I tried. I mean, you can talk to my old buddy Westinghouse if you want to kill everyone, but me, I can't do it.
I've got 6 dogs and he's got none.
I'm trying. I've tried to kill my dogs.
Really?
I can't. They
can just feel good. It just makes them feel nice. Yeah.
They love it. It
wakes them up.
If anything, it's going to add years of their life. I've got really old dogs.
They're like 40. My dogs are 40. 6 of them. It's fucked. Anyway, also any current bad.
Here's my card.
Just slides it on over.
He's always sliding cards.
He's just got cards. Did he invent business cards?
Yeah, business cards was one of his. Westinghouse wasn't super cool with what Edison was doing, so he wrote a letter.
He wrote a letter.
He's pretty much saying, we're better than this, aren't we?
Thomas Edison slid his card. And on the card it just said, Edison, no.
Edison took a shit on the letter.
and sent it back.
Huh? We're better than this. Come on, let's be adults, okay?
I'll let my poo do my talking. I will poo go on.
And Westinghouse invited Edison to come out to Pittsburgh to have a look at his factory, show him what he does.
Oh, he shat all over that factory.
And Edison...
He shat every corner.
He couldn't stop him. See you later, George. Goes to shake his hand. It's covered in poo.
Oh, Dave. No.
Edison, well, he just said he was too busy.
He just wrote back.
Oh, he didn't go. That's probably a better option.
I'm too busy killing dogs with your power.
I'm too busy, mate.
It's probably a better option than shitting in a factory. I'd get stage fright.
The letter didn't dissuade Edison.
Didn't dissuade him.
No. And he continued his public experiments at varying levels of voltage with multiple stray dogs. Supposedly, they were purchased cheaply from neighborhood boys. About 50 cents a pop or something, 25 cents. Okay, you doing anything with that dog over there? Mind if I just grab that dog? Give you a quarter.
That's awful.
Edison's experiments were setting out to prove that alternating current was, beyond all doubt, more fatal than continuous current, which is, you know, the DC. In a later demonstration for a committee who were investigating the use of electricity in executions, so that whole thing by Southwick was picking up some steam, and in New York City they were looking to maybe experiment with it. So they had an experiment there where Edison wired electrodes to some calves and a horse. And it said, which is kind of fucked, though the animals did not die quickly, the committee was impressed. Isn't that fucked? Oh my God.
That's so awful. Fun.
And the New York State...
you can't hang a horse.
Their necks are too thick.
I've tried. Believe me.
They do it in the same dock and everything. So the horse's feet just hit the ground. The horse is there going, with his hands up going,
this is weird.
Man, I'm...
Like you startled him a bit. Yeah. You dropped him.
Yeah, why'd you drop me?
What's that for?
Why's this thing around my neck?
It's a funny looking ring.
I don't even fit in this hole. This is uncomfortable at best. And at worst, a real bloody pain in my ass. Let me out of here. I've got a meeting this afternoon for some reason.
Because I'm a horse.
I've got some horse training, I guess. That's the thing that happens. So the committee, after that demonstration, were keen to purchase three Westinghouse AC dynamos.
From Thomas Edison.
Westinghouse.
That's so bizarre.
No, it wasn't. So this was through Southwick. This wasn't through Edison.
Oh, right. Yeah. So I thought Thomas Edison was like, look at this other guy's machine, what it does. I'll sell it to you.
I mean, through that whole thing, they were like, well, it's got to be the Westinghouse ones because they're the best killers. Westinghouse refused to sell them, knowing the purpose.
Because it would be bad PR.
It's pretty bad PR.
Yeah, but any PR's good PR.
Unfortunately, though, his refusal wasn't enough to stop them, as a dude called Harold Brown, he was commissioned to build the electric chair, was able to find a few Westinghouse dynamos.
Just lying about.
Just found them.
Boy.
I think maybe, and it was sort of like Edison was like discreetly paying this guy as well.
Hey, look what's over here under this sheet. And what's a dynamo? Cool, you could probably just take $50,000.
$50,000.
Bye. Edison.
A bit of a bloody laugh.
I found a chair. Do you want that? That'll help.
Hey. Anyway, this next, so it's all happening. The New York's down for it. The first man to be put to death by what they were now calling electrocution.
Oh.
Which is, you know, execution and electricity.
A portmanteau,
yes. So the first man to be put to death with electrocution was murderer William Kemmler.
Mm. What did he do?
At the time, Edison... he killed some people.
Oh, that's no good.
At the time,
but did he kill any dogs?
Oh, could have done. I kind of feel like killing dogs is the first step before.
You're not
isn't
wrong.
That what they? That's like a
yeah,
beginning of a bit of a. Mm.
Thomas Edison was
showing some signs.
Biggest serial killer of all time.
Kids
that's
start
why
with
we
ants. Kids start with ants and then dogs and then other people.
This was just another H.H. Holmes, like alter ego.
Yeah.
So at the time, Edison said that killing criminals with electricity is a good idea. It will be so quick that the criminal can't suffer much. So driving his messages home, Edison told the press that the criminals would be Westinghoused.
Oh,
trying
boy.
To coin a term.
Oh, they'll be Westinghoused.
He's just laying it on so thick.
Wow.
It's like so over the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's just, at any stage, just keeps
it just
dropping
feels
it.
Like at any, he's got like a cane and he's like winking all the time.
He's just, he's trash talking. He's like Muhammad Ali all over again.
Yeah. And like, they won't be Edisoned. Because that just means having a great home full of safe electricity. Westinghoused, I mean, death for everyone.
Death, especially the criminals.
Wow.
It was a really clever propaganda campaign and was gaining some traction in the public as they became increasingly concerned with the dangers of AC electricity. Aww. Westinghouse was pissed.
No, really?
Yeah, he was PO.
Was he taking it personally?
Yeah, he was.
his own name.
The campaign was already costing him cash and it was set to cost him millions. His strategy at that stage was to pour money into Kemmler's appeal, the criminal's appeal.
He tried to get the murderer off.
The Kemmler's appeal in the Supreme Court was arguing that death in the electric chair amounted to cruel and unusual punishment. So Kemmler was trying to get out of that particular kind of death, which I guess also just, you know, that would have been a legal strategy to just prolong his life. The appeal was unsuccessful. And on August the 6th, 1890, Kemmler was set to make history as the first man executed by electric chair via alternating current, of course. When the electricity hit him, Kemmler's fist clenched so tight that blood started trickling. And the people, there were witnesses there, like there was a bit of an audience.
Stigmata.
And they could see, the blood trickling out from his hands. His face contorted, and after 17 seconds, they turned the machine off. Arthur Southwick, who was there, you know, the dude who kind of came up with it all, he was there and... proudly told...
Oh, I thought he didn't put him off.
No, after it was done, he stood up in front of the crowd, in front of the audience.
Ta-da!
See you next week, folks.
And he proudly told everyone in attendance that this is the culmination of 10 years' work and study. We live in a higher civilization today.
Oh, my God.
As Southwick spoke, behind him, Kemmler started shrieking for air.
Oh, no. So he wasn't dead.
17 seconds. No, like, it'll kill him so fast, he'll be in no pain.
Wasn't it supposed to be 1/10,000th of a second?
It's 17 seconds, they turned it off, and he's still alive.
There was a scramble to power up the chair again, but it needed time to warm up.
Oh, no.
Kemmler wheezed and gasped before the horrified witnesses as the electricity again began to course through his body. So that's a pretty full on.
What did Southwick?
Awful. Southwick was like,
anyway,
dude, I was trying to make a speech.
Yeah,
fucked him a moment.
So you can sort of say he's like, he starts
I
wheezing like, oh, and he went back to his seat.
I practiced that in front of the mirror. My wife said it was a great speech. Okay? I was fuck, man. I worked so hard on that. And you ruined my moment.
And then
how we live in a higher society.
And
he stands up
screaming.
Stands up for a second time.
Anyway,
I was saying we live in a higher society.
Oh, no.
Did it kill him the second time?
It did. They really made sure of it the second time.
They cooked him.
Left him for a couple of minutes.
Some of the witnesses vomited. Some passed out.
I would. I honestly think I would vomit.
Oh, big time.
The back of his coat caught fire for a little while.
Fucking hell.
And it took minutes until he finally went rigid.
Is this too gross? But imagine the smell.
It would be horrendous.
Full on.
Yeah, I'd throw up. Big time.
Unless you're a big, like, meat eater, then maybe it would... Maybe
no,
it's, but it smell like a roast.
No, it would smell like burnt flesh. It's not like I don't think it's like animal. Well, I guess we're animals, aren't we?
I don't know. Yeah, that's. I wonder. I wonder if it's that different. But just knowing what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I reckon if you didn't know, there'd probably be someone coming down the hall going, "What's going on in here, Sunday Rose?"
And they open the door like, "Yum yum yum!" Oh my god! Just people throwing up. Yeah,
that's the thing concerning them is the vomit. Oh, I hate vomit. Oh, put me off the roast.
But because I imagine I couldn't smell that. Would it smell that much? I guess it's a different kind of cooking.
But the my question is, that is so horrifying. But would you rather watch that or
someone
who's been hanged and their neck doesn't break and they bloody struggle for 12 minutes?
Yeah, both are horrible.
Couldn't watch either.
I mean, if I had a choice, I probably wouldn't watch either. But I mean, I don't have a choice, so I'm gonna watch them both. Bloody hell. What kind of higher civilization is this? So when the current stopped, he was pronounced dead by the doctor on the scene, Edward Spitzka, which is a sick name. Jeez, we've been having all the olden days names are always great.
So great.
And at the time the doctor there predicted there will never be another electrocution.
Oh.
Westinghouse commentator.
He commentated the event, and coming up now, we have criminal number two. He's
weighing
convicted
in at 180 pounds.
Three murders, two attempted murders.
The power will not kill him. You may give it a go, but I mean, AC is fine.
He is fine.
Westinghouse commented later, "It has been a brutal affair. They could have done better with an axe."
Oof.
Oh, all right. Third one. Would you rather watch someone get their head chopped off with an axe?
But it doesn't chop, and they're just
takes about four or five goes.
And like a headless chook, they just sort of run around for a bit.
I don't think that's how it works.
Nah, I think it is.
No. Matt was dancing.
No, he was running without a head. I got it.
Edison was
dancing. Sorry.
Edison was confident that future executions by AC power would go more smoothly. And to further demonstrate how lethal AC power was, he held a big event in Coney Island, New York. What better way?
A whole bunch of crims.
Where he planned to murder an elephant named Topsy in front of a large crowd.
What the actual fuck?
Why? What did Topsy do?
What the fuck?
What did Topsy do?
What did Topsy
wrong?
Do? Well, she'd
crush seven people.
She was seen to be too dangerous to be around people, which made her job as a circus performer pretty hard.
Because she's a fucking wild animal that you're making do tricks.
Because she weighs 4 tons.
She's just trying to give you a cuddle and she accidentally sits on you.
She'd killed 3 men in recent years, so that was why.
So, but she's not a murderer.
They tried to hang her.
One of, but
it just didn't work.
By her own trunk. One of the men she'd killed.
Can't say murdered because she didn't do it maliciously.
What was one of
the? You should have seen the look in her eye. She's a killer.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
One of the. Tell me if you think this is fair. If this is true, apparently one of the people she killed was a trainer of hers who tried to feed her a lit cigarette.
Okay. Well.
Wow. First of all, terrible trainer.
Yeah, terrible trainer.
She's not doing what I say. I know what will get her going.
Fire in her mouth.
One for you. So. I love the. So
but think
she
about
was like
the size of a cigarette. You put that on the size of an elephant
because they're very intelligent animals.
We're just like, ow, dead now.
Yeah, you die now. Now,
owie,
you were just like, what?
Owie, you squish.
Why would you have?
Would we?
Have you seen the size of me? I'm gonna have to kill you now.
I think that's self defense. Self defense, in my opinion, justifiable homicide.
Yeah, I'm on Topsy's side. Mm.
Edison fitted Topsy with copper.
Who would go to that?
Oh, but it was the weird
Come on,
olden
everybody.
Days. The olden days were so weird.
What are you guys doing on the weekend? Oh, I'm going to go watch an elephant get murdered. Oh my Topsy, God,
Topsy.
I'm going too. Oh. We should all go together. I'm going to get fairy floss.
She killed my uncle, chain smoker.
He also hit his wife a lot, so.
Oh my God.
Topsy kind of had it right.
I'm in Topsy's corner.
Me too.
Edison fitted Topsy with copper wire sandals.
Oh no!
And in front of a crowd of thousands of people.
No,
thousands.
People,
he pumped an AC current of 6,000 volts through her until she fell down dead. Took a little while. Well, I mean, it's like, yeah, I think you can kill an elephant if you use way more volts than what would be going into a home with AC power. But anyway. So, yeah, he lost it. In my mind, Edison.
Edison's crazy.
He just killed an elephant.
Yeah, why? Why?
Ugh.
That's so crazy. And all those people that turned up to watch it are fucking monsters.
Absolute animals.
You know, Topsy was too good for this world.
Yeah.
She deserved better. And I hope she's got better in elephant heaven.
Floating up there in elephant heaven. Which
she
is
had the best time. No cigarettes up there.
What goes on in elephant heaven?
Peanuts everywhere.
Yeah.
No mice.
Penis everywhere.
Penis everywhere.
Oh, big ones.
Huge.
Elephant ones.
Huge penis everywhere. She just goes about it. Doesn't have to do any circus tricks. She doesn't want to. If she wants to do them, go for it.
That's right.
Have a great time. If you don't want to, that's totally cool, babe. Just read a book. You want to go to the beach? Go to the beach. That's cool.
We got beaches.
Hey, you want to murder someone? That's also cool.
Yeah, we got a whole sack of trainers over there.
But you probably don't need to because you're happy
now. Do what you need to do.
You're respected here. And we love you, Topsy.
Oh, man, I want to be in elephant heaven.
It sounds real fun. But I'd be riding him and they don't like that.
My elephant heaven. Dave gets kicked out of elephant heaven.
I'm sorry, you've got a really big back. It looks so fun. Shouldn't have grabbed you by the ears. Oh, I love elephants.
Man, you'd have too big of a spread. Sitting on an elephant.
That is so cute. That you're,
Can you picture a little Davey Warnock on an elephant?
I just love the tone of like, I want to run it, but they don't like that.
No.
That's so sweet.
He'll make them, but...
But they don't like it.
Yeah.
You're no better than the trainer then, are you?
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't think Topsy was going to enjoy that cigarette. Anyway. Pooh, go on.
So you know our man Harold Brown, Harold P. Brown.
Who could
forget?
Brown.
Made the electric chair engineer. He'd also been running a bit of a scare campaign against AC power.
Is he a dentist?
Yeah, he's a dentist. How'd you know that?
Question coming up in this week's quiz.
On one of the quiz you work for.
Yeah, that's right. All about
that is
chair.
Amazing.
That's so weird.
Honestly, I had no idea you're doing this topic.
Actually, I think I had... Yeah, that kind of rings a bell that the electric chair was invented by a dentist.
So every week we have a true or false question, and this week it's true or false, the electric chair was invented by a dentist.
Wow, well this will be, yeah.
True.
It's true.
Amazing, yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, that's true. So he's the guy.
And he's doing a scare campaign.
But he's also been running the scare campaign against AC Power, so he was sort of in on that. He obviously got a lot of traction with that as well, but all along he'd been being, as I was saying before, secretly being paid by Edison. So he was out in public and he swore that he wasn't being paid by Edison multiple times. So no, this is just, I'm an engineer, I'm a dentist, I'm a weird guy who likes to watch just people die in chairs.
Did he get electrocuted himself?
No, maybe, probably.
Oh, I was just hoping that...
Oh, like the Segway inventor. There's people who died from their own inventions.
Own inventions. Like there's this there's this ancient, it's so awful. It's just the way they used to kill people. It's called a brazen bull. And it's like a giant copper or metal bull that's hollow on the inside. And you lock someone in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you set a fire underneath it and then they get
burnt alive. Have we talked about that?
No, I don't think we have. But the guy that invented it, he showed it to, I think it's Greek, I think, but yeah. I don't know. Showed it to the emperor and said, check this out. And the whole idea was that the mouth was shaped in a way that the screams from someone inside would make it sound like the bull was making a
noise.
That's disgusting. So fucked up. And the emperor was so like horrified at that he's like, okay, and he show us how it works. And he locked the guy that invented it in there and boiled him alive.
That's awful.
Yeah, it was like, oh, he was like, you're really fucked up for inventing that.
So I'm
let's see how it works.
It, yeah.
Get him in. Yeah. So killed by his own thing.
That's messed up.
So I was just really hoping that happened to this guy because he's swearing that he didn't get paid in years.
He's
yeah,
a bit of
just,
a dog.
Yeah. Low dog.
Low dog, you sick dog.
Deserves to be electrocuted, you dog. Nah, you don't. Not wait. It's very confusing how we use dog, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is now.
Yeah, you're better than a... No, worse than a dog. You low...
So for a few years, he'd been denying that and, you know, being quite a prominent anti-AC campaigner. But then on August the 25th, 1889, the New York Sun ran a story headlined, "For Shame, Brown! Disgraceful facts about the electric killing scheme. Queer work for a state's expert. Paid by one electric company to injure another." So it was all exposed.
Mm.
Which dealt a pretty big blow to his whole campaign. Obviously, it killed off his...
Credibility.
Credibility. I was going to say believableness, but credibility is even better.
Either or.
Both good.
No wrong answers here.
And the story was based on 45 letters that were stolen from his office spelt out his collusion.
You just kept writing down, "Dear Thomas Edison, yes, I'm doing your dodgy work. I can't believe these stupid fucks think that I'm not working for you. How fucking dumb are people? I hope no one ever reads this. Love, Brown."
And they're all framed up on his wall.
Yeah. With like special lighting.
"Don't look up here, please. Don't look up here." Yeah, it's a sign, just a little plaque underneath. "And whatever you do, don't read these. Very incriminating."
He addresses one to the New York Times and gives it to his secretary. "Please never send this."
"In tomorrow's mail."
Yeah. "I'm putting a stamp on it just..."
"But don't use it.
Just
don't
to make sure it. We never send it."
I mean, I had this spare stamp and I had to put it somewhere.
"I've got to put it somewhere. I'll store it on this letter."
I'd already licked it. Yeah. And I was like, I can't put it back in the packaging now. I panicked.
"I'll boil it off and use it again later. But for now, we'll just put that in tomorrow's outgoing mail."
"But don't send it."
"Thanks, Pam.
I'm going to put it in the middle of the pile and you didn't actually see which one it was. So yeah. You're not sure.
I'm going to put them all behind my back, shuffle them up and put them back. I'm going to store this one in the post box down the road." "Oh, no. That wasn't a good idea.
What have I done?
Oh, no."
Anyway, so he's a bright spark.
Brown spark.
Brown spark. Poop.
By this stage, Edison was also becoming marginalised in his own company. He'd lost majority control.
Yeah, because he's a fucking lunatic.
Were they like, "You probably shouldn't have killed that elephant, dude"?
But people were also saying, maybe AC... It's the way to go. And there was a merger with his company, so it'd become Edison General Electric. On April 15th, 1892, a deal was made which put the management of another company, the merged company, Thomas & Houston, in control of the new merged company, which has now dropped Edison's name altogether and is now called General Electric,
yeah,
which is obviously still a huge company.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's cool.
Thomas Edison was not aware of the deal until the day before it happened.
Lol.
It's brutal.
Hey, she'll Tom.
Say, hey, hey, they accidentally sent him a letter.
We're gonna shit. But just by the way, you remember Kelly and Steve. We're having lunch with them at the golf club on Sunday, 12 o'clock. Wear your best shirt. Also, I have rescheduled that meeting for next week because I know you said you needed to get to that optometrist appointment. Also, the business is no longer yours. And
yeah, don't come around here no more. Okay.
That's it. All right. Well,
okay, bye.
Have a good weekend.
See ya. Monday's burrito day.
Not for you, obviously.
Yeah. But for everyone else. Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering why everyone was excited.
No burrito for you.
What's a burrito? Well, you know.
Ask me in 100 years.
Maybe you should never have killed an elephant.
Yeah, we've really turned on him. I bet you there's people out there going, no, Edison was a great man. Because
There definitely are.
I'm sorry. The man that killed the elephant? No.
No.
You're wrong.
I based a lot of this on an article I read on the Smithsonian website.
Well, that sounds
trustworthy. I mean, anything more trustworthy than that? Come on.
No.
Let's get real about this. And also Wikipedia. Okay. Well, now that we've said that, let's move on. All right?
All right.
You guys ready? And history.com. Anyway, you don't need it.
/ elephant facts.
/ elephants fucked. No, elephants.
That just sounds like elephant porn.
Yeah, no, it was meant to be like
elephants fucking
dead. All right, let's just move past. We're almost at the end here. Despite all of Edison's best efforts, and despite his attempts to persuade the General Electric board otherwise, the superiority of the AC power was too much for Edison, and his DC system to overcome. In 1893, Westinghouse won the contract to light the Chicago World's Fair. Apparently, he'd underpriced it, so he didn't really make any money out of it, but it really...
But he wanted to be on the stage.
It put him on the big stage, and it basically sealed the fate of almost... A lot of people. Some people said that was what ended the battle. Some said that came a little bit later.
That's the World Fair that introduced the Ferris wheel.
Yes, it's also Walt Disney's dad worked there as a carpenter or something, I think. Which is interesting, where apparently, yeah, he got some of his ideas for Disneyland.
Oh, cool.
And the World Fair, you know, brought a lot of positive publicity to AC Power and basically led to it becoming the industry standard. I did read in one place that, I think it was on that Smithsonian article, that Edison apparently later admitted he regretted not taking Tesla's advice and sort of changing his company's direction back in the D.
Wait, of course you would. Yeah. Regret that.
Feels like you should. But I mean, you know...
I regret not being Westinghouse.
But you know, when you're so like focused on something, you really believe it. I reckon a lot of people, and you hear this a lot, like old politicians, they're not going... Yeah, nah, they were right. They're going, like Tony, like in Australia, the most recent prime minister who was disposed, he's still saying, like, you know, my budget was, everyone, like no one on any side of politics thinks it was a good budget. And he's still saying, you know, it was a tough budget, but it was the right budget. People never, even with time, they don't go, yeah, I should have, I've learnt my lessons.
But at any point, do you reckon he went, nah, probably shouldn't have killed the elephant though.
Yeah.
All those dogs, shouldn't have taken some... pet dogs off some nice young children and killed them.
I don't know. I reckon 100 years, it was just like animals were just nothing.
No.
I reckon, I mean, that's why they were in circus and stuff. And that's why thousands of people wanted to rock up. They just couldn't give a fuck about it.
That's disgusting.
People just, I mean, it's just old school entertainment, killing things. Disgusting. They don't, it's just, I reckon people still have that in them now. It's just that society won't really let them do it.
Good.
So just 5 years prior, there were 15 electric companies. And now they're only the two moving towards the end of the century. There's General Electric and Westinghouse. Both companies still exist in one way or another now. I think Westinghouse existed up to 99, and then they reformed as a new company, still called Westinghouse, but specializing in nuclear power, I think. And obviously General Electric you'd still be familiar with. So from this point on...
GE Finance.
Yeah, I think... are they related to that? I think they're just a... If I'm right, I think they're just one of those massive, massive companies that have a finger in every pie.
And also general studies that they taught in Year 7 at my school.
General education.
Yeah. General. They're just general.
They own it. They own it all.
Everything. In general.
So from that point on, you know, moving towards the end of the century, both companies were now marketing alternating current systems, AC power.
So they dropped the D.
AC wins.
The D got dropped.
Ugh. Too soon.
Both men lived long lives and...
Unlike the elephant.
Yeah, the elephant, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And their doggy so victims.
Edison lived into his 80s, 84, and George Westinghouse, not quite as long. He lived until the age of 67, died in 1914.
Not quite as long by a long shot.
But still, like, I mean... Still pretty old at that stage, I reckon, in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, and do you get the feeling that Thomas Edison, he got cut out, but he probably would have been a wealthy man.
Yeah, I think he'd already made some sort of a fortune.
Yeah, he would have made it. Even though I have also heard that he is tight, which you said before.
Yeah, apparently pretty famous for being a little bit tidy.
Well, that's how you keep your fortune, you know.
He had, Edison had
frugal.
Had a couple of wives, one died and he remarried, and had six kids. One of them who lived right up to 1992.
Wow.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah.
We were alive in the time of Thomas Edison's child.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he lived 1898 to 1992. Theodore Miller Edison.
Great name.
Wow.
Anyway.
Cool.
Fascinating. Fascinating fade out to the episode.
That is very interesting.
That is very interesting. And so... AC wins the day?
AC won, yeah.
Cool. Woo! Go AC.
I didn't know any of that. Yeah, sorry, it was tedious bits. I found it really interesting, but I
was so into that. I was really And I didn't know who was going to come out on top.
Yeah, I was, for some reason, I'm like, I've heard of Edison more, so I thought it was going to be Edison.
Yeah, I just assumed.
And often, you know, it's not always the one that makes the most sense that wins. Sometimes it is a business thing or he does a negative campaign that works somehow and then it's just, it's set in stone, you know, it's too hard to change a system that's been laid across the country, you know, so it just never gets changed. But
yeah, they did.
They did. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Pretty cool. I mean, pretty cool.
So anyway. Thanks again to Ian for the suggestion.
Yeah. What a champ.
What a champ. And if you too want to be a champ, like Ian, you can get in contact.
Like I am.
Like I am. get in contact with us, of course. I say this at the end of every episode, but we do love to hear from you. Email dogoonpod@gmail.com. You can tweet us at dogoonpod. Facebook.com/dogoonpod. And yeah, get the ideas in the hat. Give us some feedback.
Five-star reviews are always nice. If you're going to give a review, 5 stars is a good place to start.
Yeah, if you review us or subscribe on iTunes or whichever podcast platform you're on, that does help. People come along and look at it and go, oh, this must be all right. I'll give it a go.
And tell your mum about it. Or your dad.
Or your friends.
No, don't tell your friends.
Just your mum and dad.
But what if they are your friends?
Well, that's tricky. Lame.
Send
that's
an
lame.
Email in and we'll make it.
Yeah, well, judgment.
Gut-based judgment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. Case by case.
Yeah.
As we always do. I hope we'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, have a good week.
Oh, okay.
Have a good week.
Don't kill any elephants.
Yes, please. If there's one thing we can take away from this episode, please don't kill an elephant. And until next week, I say goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.